Continuing our special coverage now on this afternoon's decision from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals over President Trump's travel ban, the three judges who earlier this week heard arguments about a court decision blocking enforcement of the executive order have dealt the White House another blow, refusing to reinstate the travel ban. Michelle Mumford is an attorney and former clerk for the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. She's joining me live now on the KSL Newsline. We thank you for that. The obvious question is, did the decision surprise you this afternoon? But we've looked at your Twitter account and see the answer is no. So why is that?
I don't think anybody expected the Ninth Circuit to overturn this hold on the executive order. It is known to be very liberal, and the questioning that the judges asked during the Ninth Circuit hearing seemed to tended towards questioning the government lawyer much harder than the other lawyer.
The president said in his tweet, "See you in court." But we're left to wonder which court. Do you think this is heading right to the Supreme Court?
You know, I think it's likely. Well, it will be there eventually. I think it's likely. I don't think they will ask the Ninth Circuit for another hearing. I don't think they'll go in bank. I think they will either ask the Supreme Court for an emergency stay, which would take five justices to agree, and of course there are only eight, so that's a super majority there. Or they will let the case bear out through the district court and the Ninth Circuit, because there's still proceedings to be had before it even gets to the Supreme Court. Of course, they could go for they could ask for a cert before judgment is called, and that's on really enormously important cases. The Supreme Court has done it in the past, and that could be available here as well.
So, is this a science where a case goes from one court, the Ninth Circuit Court, to another higher court, to another higher court, or is there more of an art to this entire process?
Yeah, no, it's an art, a strategy of where you go and when. Sometimes it makes sense for you to ask you start in a district court and you appeal to an appellate circuit court on the federal level. Sometimes it makes sense if you lose that first federal appellate circuit decision to ask the full panel, because maybe you think there are more conservative or liberal judges, depending on what side you're on. On the full panel, on the full court, as opposed to the panel that you received. Or sometimes it just makes sense to just go right to the Supreme Court, because that's where the final answer will be.
I appreciate you explaining the Byzantine meanderings a court case can take. It's complicated. That's the short version, right? Michelle Mumford.
Well, it is.
Yeah? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say it is complicated because there are so many options that litigants have, and some of them aren't used very often, and then of course they use the Latin words of petition for cert, and it's not necessarily awkward, but it's Byzantine is a good word actually.